Sorry about online。
Right.
Sorry. 我们感谢主带领我们去，也带领我们回来。
We give thanks to God that He brought us back safely from Honduras.
所以今天的经文取自马太福音25:31-40。
Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses
31-40.
Chapter 25, verse 31-40.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a separate the sheep from the goat. He will put the sheep on His right, goat on His left.
中文在下面。
Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer you, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see you a stranger and invite you in, or need clothes and clothe you?When do you see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and the sister of mine, you did for me.
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父亲，我们再次感谢您的恩典。
Father, we give thanks again for your grace.
您带我们去，也带我们回到这个教会。
Because you took us to there and then you bring us back safe.
您的爱，您的恩典一直陪伴着我们。
Because your love and grace always with us.
我们有信心，有能力在那里做您的见证。
So we can have faith and the power and strength to witness for you.
希望我们带着每个人借道，每个人见证，回到您的教会当中。
Report everybody here to give their testimony.
希望我们求主继续使用我们。
So we ask that you continue to you, each of us,
成为您福音的出口,
so that we can be true for your gospel,
荣耀您的名,
to glorify your name,
将您的名传到地,
so that we can preach your gospel to the end of the world.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in your son Jesus. Video.
所以鼓励大家来教。
There's a reason we ask everybody to come back to the church. Don't go online.
我通常是一心一用，不能一心二用。我们这次那个去洪都拉斯，我们都反复讲洪都拉斯东北州非常的近，从迈阿密坐飞机2.5小时去了。
Honduras is not too far away from us. It's only 2.5-hour flight from Miami.
洪都拉斯有很多的年轻人。
In Honduras, there are a lot of young people.
15岁以下的孩子将近占他们人口的三分之一。
Under age 15, almost 36.8%.
那里非常的炎热，就是。
And the weather there is really hot.
那里边的基督，那里边的天主教变成一种文化。
And the Catholic Church becoming a culture of this country.
有三分之一的人自认为他们信基督。
One third of the people, they said they are Catholics.
但是很多人还没有信。
But actually, they are not believers.
尤其是那里的那个印第安部落。
Especially that the Indian tribe there.
是福音未得之地。
It's the place that the gospel never reached.
我们总共六天的行程。
We spent 6 days in Honduras.
第一天访问的就是我们基地附近的教会和孩子们。
The first day, we visit the children's center and the local family.
第二天, 第三天, 我们一天上山,
and then the second and third day, we went to the mountain and came back.
第四天,
and then the fourth day, we visit another church.
第五天呢,
and then the fifth day, we went to an island, also to visit a church.
第六天我们进监狱里边布道,
and then the last day, the sixth day, we went to the prison to have an evangelist.
我们这次总共去了24个人,
this trip, we have 24 people.
因为民警有一家人,
because one family cannot make it this time.
母亲带着我不知道女儿还是儿子不能去
we cannot come
另外一家人上飞机的时候 因为他们既没有打疫苗 也没有做那个test 所以人家不让他们上飞机也没去
another family because they haven't get the vaccination certificate and they didn't do the test so they cannot get on board
我们24个人是来自于不同的6个教会
so these 24 people came from 6 different churches
我们有13个又11个成人
We have 13 youth and 11 adults.
整个 trip 是又是担任那个很大的责任.
The youth participated a lot during this trip.
我们大人是沾了又是光.
So the adults only helping them.
因为我们访问教会主要是做 PBS.
Because when we went to the church, we basically do the vocational Bible school there.
所以一会儿又是我们会给我们今天做见证.
So the youth, later on, they will give their testimony for us.
这是13个 youth.
You can tell from the pictures, there are 30 youth from 6 different churches.
这是11个 adult.
And then these are the 11 adults from different churches.
我们整个行程充满了神的恩典和慈爱.
The whole trip is full of the grace of the Lord.
但中间也有或大或小的不同程度各种各样的挑战和困难.
But of course, there are some minor various challenges and difficulties during the trip. Because of His grace, we can conquer all these difficulties.
所以我们分做今天的幼师和下个礼拜的大人两次分享.
So we are going to separate today. The youth is going to share, and then next week the adult is going to share.
分享有包括 EBS, 访问当地教会, 监狱事工, 印第安部落事工, 当地教会敬拜, 受敬, 团契, 个人生活各个层面.
So this will cover the topics about VBS, this is the families, the prison ministry, in the Indian mountains, the worship, and the baptism, and the fellowship, and their personal life.
今天是又是在他们分享之前,我们先放一个短片.
So before the youth go into share the trip, we are going to look at a short video about the trip.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His soul.
们六天的生活非常的紧凑。
The 6 days is very fast, just go through by.
我们幼师将要分享的故事都是很真实的故事。
And the youth is now going to share, their story. They have a true story.
发自他们内心的感受。
It's from their heart.
是很天然的故事。
It's a very natural story.
比较羞耻的故事。
It's not attitude.
就像你是那个食品是没有任何添加剂的那个 organic 自然的食品一样。
It's very natural. It's pure from your heart.
希望他们的分享能够再一次激励我们。
Of their sharing cannot encourage us.
好，下面我们将时间交给幼师，先后顺序，你们按照刚才安排的。
Now the youth is going to share one by one, their testimony about their trip to Honduras. So they will talk, and then I will summarize. The first one I think is David. Okay, David. Your mask. So David is 江牧师的儿子。
Hi, I'm David. This is my third time going on the trip. I guess overall, throughout like the years, the thing that I saw most, that touched me the most, was when we went to go visit like the same families, we were able to see like the wells that we built the previous years and how they actually like impacted the families more long term. Because a lot of the stuff we do there doesn't seem to like help much. Like we only finish building like bathrooms and stuff halfway through. But if you go back again, maybe you can see your finished product and see how it's really affecting, you know, their lives. But I didn't actually expect to go this year. My friend Noah encouraged me, and that's what eventually brought me along. And I guess as my third time going, my role played a little differently than before. Instead of just like a normal youth just doing VBS and stuff, I was in charge of like the late night worship stuff. And I was kind of like the medic, always carrying around drugs and band-aids for people that had diarrhea and pain. I don't really prepare. Let's see. I think when you go back like again and again, instead of worrying about the conditions that you're gonna be living in or like what we're gonna eat, you start really focusing on like what you're actually doing there. And so you can really present God in your actions. Really think about like why you're there. I lost my train. And like by going back, you're able to like see the kids at like the children's center grow more and more. So eventually you'll make friends with them. So like this time they invited me to go play soccer with them the next day, but unfortunately like weren't going to be there, so you have to go back to play soccer with them. And I have to go back to beat that one kid in arm wrestling.
Very good. Okay, let me summarize what David has said. But this is his third trip to Honduras. He went back and he experienced this. He saw the whole family.
What's he going to do?
Huh? Yeah, so far I'm translating.
What's the English?
Huh?
You're so dumb.
Oh, sorry. I should say Chinese instead of English. Well, this is David 第三次去洪都拉斯。那他的经历是什么呢？因为他可以看到前他所看见的家庭和他的小孩子。还有他们所做的一切，好像在他们第一次去，就他们跟他们弄一个井水井， 现在他们也是跟他们弄自主，所以很多东西他们在做，而且他们看到他们所做的影响他们的生活非常之好。我当然 David 这些第三次去，他是EBS 啊，我们的崇拜啊，特别是他的医疗问题的，还有就是他觉得很多人的担心去的时候有很多问题，但是他觉得担心是没有用，只要依靠神，他就会带领。而且他去到哪边的时候，他去看他们小孩子，他们很变成的好朋友，他们成长了，而他们小朋友很喜欢他，要邀请他去基督教，但是他这次没有机会，所以希望他继续去的时候跟他们一起玩做球，所以他们变成一个好朋友，所以他这个是一个很好的经历，他第三次去，所以他是鼓励我们说我们不用担心去一个陌生的地方，我们只有依靠神。
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than what I said.
Yeah. Okay, next is Raymond. Raymond is 教贝的儿子。
Hello. So you actually said something a few slides ago. I don't know if it's unconsciously or on purpose, but you said we face minor challenges. And I promise you that is not the case. At all. So I might as well start with the bad and then go on to the good, finish positively. So I wouldn't imagine there actually being a horror story that took place during this trip. Unfortunately, on day two, this very night, it started off pretty normal. As we are in the Honduran mountains, we're about to go to bed. Nothing strange just yet. I first hear, just as we're about to go to bed, the sound of some whimpering. I thought it was a dog at first, but then it appears to be the sound of a frog or several frogs. After a few futile attempts of scaring it away, we kind of just gave up and then went to bed. I mean, in the next hour or so, They were actually really annoying. They kept making sounds and we couldn't really sleep. But that's all expected. We're camping for we're like on a camping trip. So like animal sounds are very normal. Also there are a lot of mosquitoes there, but that's also very expected. You'd hear a mosquito buzzing in your ears every like 5 minutes or so. But hey, it happens. We're outdoors. Also another, thing we faced was like people snoring, but that's also normal. Nothing out of the ordinary. However, this very unfortunate soul had to experience, some very unfortunate series of events in the next couple of hours. So at around 11 p.m., there's this, I had to go to the bathroom, and then it was very unfortunate because you had to go outside, and you all know how much, you guys probably hate public restrooms, right? We all do. So then I went out, I was like, okay, I had to go kind of badly, and then it was all normal, okay? The first time at least. And then the first time, keep in mind, there's gonna be many other, like later on, 45 minutes later, I feel this very familiar dreaded feeling, the feeling of my stomach turning. It's a feeling that we've all experienced before. It's just needing to go to the bathroom really badly because you have. I'm in the middle of the mountains, a couple hundred feet up in the air. With my only source being just like these outhouses that are really dirty, and it's in the middle of the night, so it's pitch black when you go in there. So the first time I went, I was like, okay, hopefully this is a one-time thing. It wasn't. I had insult to injury, there I was alone outside with a bunch of very hungry mosquitoes stuck inside the bathroom with me. Unfortunately, I got bit a bunch of times. I got bit twice on the butt and then two on the legs, each leg. I killed a bunch of them, but that still didn't stop them from coming at me relentlessly. This went on the whole night. Imagine having a sleepless night. But then this is like 10 times worse because I'm getting all the things I mentioned before earlier and horrible stomach pains. Or, I mean, not pains, but like stomach issues. So I stayed up the whole night until like 5 or 6, and I was like, yeah, screw this. I'm waking up. I'm not dealing with this anymore. So yeah, that is the story of one night. I don't think anyone has had a worse night than me. But yeah, it was not a minor struggle. It was a horrible. It was a major unlucky situation. The only other issue was the bus ride back, because you would imagine how it'd probably be having to like have explosive diarrhea every moment or two, and having no like place to go to the bathroom because you're on a bus, like a 7-hour bus ride home. But yeah, other than that, the trip was actually pretty good. The good about this trip was it just really touched me how like I know it's like very cliche and like talked about, but like Honduran kids were like actually so grateful. I saw a level of gratefulness I don't see in the U.S. We have all the things we have in the U.S. We have all the wealth and all these access to nice resources and clean, and we have AC, we have 3 meals a day, we have everything we can ever ask for, and yet we're still complaining and unhappy all the time. Yet we go serve BBS and then there's all these like very cheerful kids. And it's so touching to see these children. So it makes me wonder if the Hondurans have the key to happiness. I truly wonder. So every BBS was like basically the same. You give a worship, or you tell a story, and then the children paid more attention to the pictures than the actual story. And then afterwards, we'd have activities, and that is the part where we actually like saw how like happy the kids were, because you'd only have one soccer ball and some candy and some crafts, and then that apparently entertains them very well. I don't have anything more to say other than going forward, I should be a lot more thankful for the things I have. And we should always remember to not take anything we have for granted, because imagine like any problem we have, but like there are so many people who have it worse than us. Just always remember that. I think that's the moral of the story. Thank you.
刚才是Raymond跟我们分享，Raymond是一个大学生，所以他讲他说，刚才我们说去的洪都拉斯有些challenge，有些小的条件，但是他说也是很大的事情，所以他现在讲一些不好的，你要讲的好，不好的是什么呢？就是第二天他们在山上的时候。 在晚上睡觉的时候，因为在山上，所以有那个动物，是吧？啊，frog，那是青蛙在叫，还有很多蚊子，所以他们还有小孩子在睡觉打呼，所以很不习惯。Anyway，这个是在山上的事情。还有就是一个最不好的是，因为有个晚上他拉肚子，所以他就去厕所，厕所在外面，累了。 那厕所里面很多蚊子叮它，都给那个蚊子咬啊，这个很惨。所以这就是不好的事情啊，还要是坐巴士要坐7个小时才到。 总而言之，不好的地方就是几层，但是他说好的地方一直是不好的。为什么呢？因为当他去那个 VBS 的时候，他看到这些小孩子小朋友非常之开心，非常之感恩，因为他们觉得他们什么都没有，他们觉得他们什么都有，孩子埋怨，但是这些小朋友小孩子在当地的小孩子，他们觉得他们开心，跟他们玩，他们上那个Regional Bible School 的时候，他们读圣经故事啊，那去也是活动啊，踢球啊，或者是做些手工啊，或者这些小这些糖果，他们都很开心。所以 Raymond 就跟我们说，我们应该想想我们自己现在现有的，我们现有的应该很感恩。想到当地的人，他们什么都没有，但是他们还是很开心。所以有时候我们在这里在美国生活的时候，不要太过埋怨太多了。这个是他的重点，所以谢谢 Raymond, thank you for your sharing. Next, James. James 是文君的儿子。
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
So, when we had arrived at the mission base in Honduras, I imagined that we were no longer in a place of comfort.Because on the first night, we had to wrangle this lizard that was crawling around the men's quarters. So that is what I imagined. On the first day, as has been said, we went to this children's center. And as has also been said, I was surprised at how grateful they were at what we had provided them. We gave them a single soccer ball, which they had a lot of fun kicking around. And we also...guided them through what I imagined were pointless crafts, but they were delighted by it. And again, as has been said, I suppose that when you have less, you appreciate things more, because in the United States, when we have access to so much wealth, we only want more. We can never be satisfied. And that is a lesson that I've gotten from this trip.And later that day, the day that we visited the children, we went to these people living on the outskirts of town in these houses made of sticks and metal scraps. It was true poverty. And though we did not have anything really to bring them that day, no supplies or food, they were extremely grateful that we had just come to visit and to pray for them, which I was also surprised at, because in the United States, there seems to be so much cynicism.And ungratefulness. We're spoiled with all of our wealth. So that was that. And on the second and third day, as said, we visited the Indian tribe where we saw much of the same poverty. We once again visited people's houses. This time we did have food and supplies to give them, but I feel that our prayers to them and us actually going into their houses to talk with them made it so much more valuable because it kind of gave them an inkling that they were loved, not just by us, but also by the Lord. And that, and in such poverty, it has been taught that you can't rely on yourself or your wealth or what you have. You have no choice but to rely on God.Which seems kind of ironic because really you can only rely on God. That's what it says in Ecclesiastes and Job. And so that was that. And as we performed the VBS, I will admit that I did not have a lot of confidence in the abilities of my peers. And I was proven very wrong, which goes to say that I cannot see with these planks in my eyeballs. So...I ought to really just trust God, which also seems ironic because the stories we were telling were about Joseph and Joshua, which teaches all about trusting God and that everything will be all right. And I will also admit that I felt a little bit humiliated when I stood up there, did things like this to the kids. But I suppose, again, if you're humiliated for the sake of God, that's really good. It's a privilege.And speaking of humiliation, that day in the mountains, those days in the mountains, I suffered from terrible diarrhea and vomiting like Raymond. The same concepts apply that I am suffering. And we went back to the mission base the day after that, which was a Sunday. And then I realized how much of a haven the mission base was. It was actually really nice compared to the mattresses that we slept on in that unair-conditioned building up in the mountains. And also Sunday, we visited this church where the two pastors at the church were former prisoners, and they had come to Christ in prison, which I thought was pretty amazing, what the Spirit can do, how God can change people. We did nothing else that day. On the sixth day was when we went to Tiger Island, and we visited another church, and once again, seeing the children and how delighted they were by throwing around these generic paper airplanes, I was once again surprised, because when I was their age, I probably didn't get as much entertainment even by watching the TV for hours. So, again. On the seventh day, we visited this prison called La Paz, and this is my favorite experience. So we went there. The prisoners had actually, they were doing a worship session. They were singing, whatnot. And I was really surprised, because a prison in the U.S. would probably never do it. So thank God that the Honduran guards there were lenient. And when the testimonies came, there was a whole lot of emotion in the atmosphere. The prisoners cried, the guards cried, the missionaries cried, and I even cried. And yes, and it was so emotional. And at the prison, 9 prisoners came forth to the altar when it was called. And I learned many lessons that day in the prison and also throughout the whole trip. The first is that Christ is the only one that truly understands our suffering, and we can put it all in him, and that what will save us. Christ can take away all of our anxiety. The second thing that I had learned is that wherever we go, God may be with us, and whatever occurs, God will use for good. As was said in the prison, one of the pastors who gave a testimony, he came from Taiwan. He said that if he had never come to the United States, he would have never met God. And in the same way, if those prisoners had never gone to prison, they would have never met God. And so God uses all things for good. And the third lesson is that only God in Christ can save. They only have the power to change an individual for the greater good. And they're the only thing that can, and they're the only people that can change an individual, a nation, or the world. So that is what I learned. And that was the last day. We went home after that, and I was extremely grateful to get back home at 4 a.m. on Thursday, and to have a shower with running water. Well, actually, we had that in the trip, but it's not my home shower. I'm very uncomfortable. Yeah, and I was grateful to be back in my own bed and see all these things that I had previously taken for granted. As many people in Honduras, they obviously don't have this kind of luxury. And so that was the commission. Despite all that we did, I know it will certainly not be our last, because there's more work to do in Honduras. There's more work to do in the United States and in this whole world, because God calls us to go out and make disciples of all nations. Thank you.
Thank you, James, for sharing really good testimony. James 跟我们分享简单打的，他跟那个 Raymond 很像。他说那个去到那边，他知道很多舒适的地方都没有了，要去那个山上那个。但是他们一样，看到当时当看到的是小孩子，他们都很开心，很喜乐，都很感恩。虽然他们只是给他一个足球，但是他们可以玩。所以他们家的小的那个这个手工，你看他们还满足。所以他的意思是说，我们美国什么都有，但是不觉得这个，但是对他们来说那个是非，而且他们看到洪都拉斯真是一个非常穷的一个国家，他们什么都没有。但他们看到他们的房子，他们房子都是什么 用那个树枝啊、树枝，或者是铁板做的，这个正经的房子。但是他们住在那，那有一天就是他们去到探访他们的时候，虽然他们带了很多食物啊、东西送给他们，但是他觉得最重要的就是为他们。他们觉得其实物质都是很好，但是他们当地人他知道神是爱他们，所以他们觉得为他们祷告。所以他是跟我们分享，特别是在我们患难当中，特别在圣经里面，他是约伯记啊、传道书讲到，当我们有困难的时候，我们可以靠神啊。那么 James 还说，他们要主办那个 VBS， 他觉得他们没有预备好，但是当他们去的时候、做的时候，每个都做得很好，所以神是帮助他们啊。那么当然，那个 James 跟那个 Raymond 一样，去到那边他也曾经拉肚子不舒服啊，那这些都是小，对他来说是小事情。所以他们去到南边的时候，他还有一个最大的感受的是，当他们去看那个监狱的时候，他的感受是最大。为什么呢？他看到哦，还有长记者，他们去那个 center， 他们两个牧师曾经都是坐过牢的，都是在监狱的监犯，但是他变成一个牧师。所以你看，神是可以用不同的人啊来做事。那当他们去到监狱里的时候，他们有一个敬拜，在敬拜过程当中就是很感动，看到那些监犯、那些警察、就是去的人，还有甚至他自己都流泪，因为他看到这个神在当时啊感动他们啊，很多当天有九个监犯愿意接受耶稣基督做他们的，这是个非常好的事情。所以当天他们去监狱里面是一个非常好的。所以他最后他就说，他去这个洪都拉斯，他学了几点啊，学了几个东西，知道一切我们依靠神，依靠自己，神要用他的能力做他要做的事情啊，不是你要做的，是上帝要做啊，这是我们跟神合作啊，只要你愿意啊，他就会帮助你们。最后他说，终于他回来了，吃晚餐，早晨四点钟回来，觉得他自己的床好舒服。他首先去洗个澡，好舒服啊，而且放睡在自己床，他觉得哦，原来我现在有的，比我以前没有想，所以他一个感恩的心，所以是 really 是非常之很好，他的经历能够体会到在现在跟在哪边。不同的地方对他来说是一个很大的生命中的影响。 OK, next、oh, Hannah 是那个酒花的女儿、那个
Hello、So during this trip I had like three main takeaways、the first being seeing their lifestyle, how they livedhere I never really saw like such poverty, but just seeing their houses, you know, like some of them didn't even have like actual walls, you know, some of them were just sticks, like in like a crisscross pattern. And it was a lot to see because it's like we have so much here, you know. When I came home, I saw my house and I was like, wow, this is kind of nice. But it was just a lot to see how they live.And realize that we take so much for granted, and it's so nice to have what we have. Secondly, I'd say my biggest takeaway was their attitude. So despite their poverty, like a lot of them were really outgoing and like welcoming. For the houses that we, like for the kids, first of all, like there was so much energy. Like we were like completely dead, like halfway through, but these kids were like,they were still going, like they were so excited to be there. They were having a lot of fun. And for the families that we went to visit, you would think like for a bunch of rich people coming to your house and being like, oh, you know, like here's some stuff, like it's a little awkward, but they were so happy to be prayed for. They were really glad that we came to visit, and you know, they like every time you looked at them, you know, they would smile back at you and it was really sweet. So it's like huge to see that despite their conditions, they were just so happy. Third of all, I'd say my biggest takeaway would be everyone's kind of passion for Christ. Through all the testimonies and, you know, all of everyone's attitude during the trip, it was inspiring to see how passionate people were about Christ. And I think that we can all learn from what we've seen. I especially think that I can learn and reflect and, you know, be a more grateful person. And yeah, thank you.
Very good.他呢他有三点很简单。第一点就是他去到哪边的看到当地人的他们的生活的水准。他们很穷，但是他们开心。他们什么都没有，甚至他们的房子看到说这是一个破烂的房子，没有墙壁的，都是用树枝啊垫到的，但是他们很快乐。主要是因为他们第二点他们的心态。他们虽然他穷，但是他们energy，他的精力，他觉得他们来看
他们的时候，他们很开心，不是因为他们得到什么物质的东西，对不起，当他们为他们祷告了之后，看他们抬起，他们很开心，所以看到他们的心态不一样。第三点就是看到他们自己，他们去洪都拉斯这些youth，就是大人去的，他们心态，他们彼此都有爱神、爱主的心，因为他们要把福音传给这些人，所以我们他们可以彼此的学习。
所以这个是汉娜跟我们分享这三点。Next, who's next? Emma. Emma是那个叛逆的赵俊的女人。Hello.
So, first off, I would like to say that I was definitely really blessed and grateful to have such an experience going to Honduras. And visiting so many families and teaching them about the Lord and praying for them too. And I'm sure everyone has already said this, but something really touching were definitely the people because they struggle so much. They only have one meal a day and a lot of them don't even have clean water or toilets or showers. But just seeing them being so happy and so welcoming was just really touching for me. And seeing the people of the prison, those nine people who surrendered their lives to the Lord, gave their lives to Christ and had made Christ their savior, that was also really touching. To see hope coming back to those people was I was just really happy seeing that, you know. Also, just a story about what I went through. So back when we were going back to the United States, we were still in Honduras, and we had to take the train to this like passport thing, and so my phone, it was in my mom's bag, but somehow it like came out. I don't know how. And we didn't hear it, so we had no idea. And so when we boarded the train, we were about to leave, but then at the last second, a woman came in and asked, you know, whose phone is this? And then we quickly realized that it was mine. And so I was extremely lucky, but I also think that that could have been God's miracle because, you know, God has control over everything. So, yeah. And I did learn a lot from this trip. And, you know, serving the Lord as his servant and changing people so that we could be changed too. I was just, yeah, I was really happy and grateful. So, thank you.
Good. Thank you, Emma. Emma 的分享就是跟其他的youth 差不多啊，他觉得这次他的旅行是 神的祝福给到大家去那个洪都拉斯看到当地的人来探访他们能够教导他们分享福音给他们非常好在这个旅程当中他很多感受特别是看到当地的人他们很穷他们一天可能都没有一天一顿饭吃而且他们没有干净的水有没有洗澡的地方很穷但是他们都过得很好所以还有就是特别是在那个监狱里面他看到那个九个人接受耶稣基督成为一个基督徒带来给他们的希望看到神怎么改变这些人那还有是最后就是当他们回来美国的时候的快到飞机场的时候坐火车去飞机场他的手机掉掉了掉掉就可能就没了但是后来很奇妙的有个人太太他找到一个手机他说这个手机是谁的所以他就找到没有掉掉一个手机所以很奇妙上帝就帮助他虽然他宝贝的手机他就找到没有掉掉所以他觉得这个旅行当中他学了很多东西看到神怎么改变改变一个人不但是改变人也支持他们改变别人也改变他们他自己所以其实这是他的感受 Next Jonathan、Jonathan 是这个
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. When I decided to go on to this mission trip in March, I had mixed feelings about it. Being the first mission trip I was going through, at first I was excited to be a part serving for God and being a part of the Great Commission. But yeah, I was also nervous. I've read and seen things on the internet that Honduras was a country, an unsafe country, andwas less fortunate than the United States. Also, I thought that I had the feeling that I wasn't worthy of serving for God, that would I truly be prepared? Because I felt like that my faith has become kind of soft from everything in the United States, all the comfort. But going to Honduras really was an eye-opening experience for me. Fortunately, we were blessed with some comfort, such as Wi-Fi or a working toilet or electricity.But going out of that comfort and around the villages of Honduras, we can see that they don't have that comfort at all. In fact, many luxuries they have, they do not have at all. They can only eat one meal a day, have no electricity or working toilets. It's just, they were living through extreme poverty. And the children that were living there were living in broken families that eventually...that because of their families unable to fully take care of them, give them the support, they will find themselves joining gangs or crimes, eventually landing them in prison. And it just, this whole cycle just created a sense of hopelessness and sadness to the people of Honduras, that left people with really little hope in their hearts. And the question is, who can help these people? Or what can be done for them? And the answer is through Christ alone.That the love of God, the grace that he has shown. And when we were in Honduras, going to those villages, we can see how much God has been working inside of them, how much their hospitality, they warmly greeted us. They had happiness on their face, their children were so happy to see us. And even when we were doing simple things like VBS, teaching them how to sing songs, handing them out while we pop,whether to the kids in the villages or even to the indigenous village up in the north, where they also struggle with the same poverty and conditions that we probably would never imagine living in. Their hearts were full of joy and just compassion inside them. Even simple things like a lollipop or bracelet or paper airplanes that we have given and helped give to the children, even though in today's standards in the United States, it would mean nothing, it means so much to their hearts.I just felt really touched by that, to see God working inside of them. And kind of just see how much unity there is, that the grace of God has created unity among them, that they're able to have the passion to want to serve God. And it kind of even created unity in us, that when we were all together, even though we may not know each other really well, at the end, I feel like we got them to know each other a bit more better, and we were just all like one family. And this kind of thing... It's sad that I do not see in the United States, a country that I live in that has so much blessing and so much comfort, but yet people are not happy about it. People complain about things, and even worse, there are divisions going on, so much suffering and hardship that personally, even before I went to the mission trip, I've witnessed. And as I was writing my testimony, I wanted to share about that back in May, I remember like when I was in my high school preparing for our graduation, we were in the auditorium doing, practicing. And then later on, when I got back home, I overheard on the news that 19 kids from my elementary school had been killed in Texas. And that feeling inside really kind of hits me, because here I was about to take part on a graduation, I'm about to move on to the real world. And yet 19 kids will never get to have that experience. They were suddenly taken away. And yet there's just so much, even as the results, the days pass and more information are gathered, there's just so much chaos going on, so much division. People just even taking this tragedy that's been happening, and just only creates a further division in a country already broken. And then now it just only becomes a part of what has been happening in the United States. And there's also division happening in our churches, even in our political stance and in our schools. And this trip really kind of changed me when I got back home. Not that I would not take the things that I have for granted, but it also changes my heart to serve Christ. That has broken down the walls that God uses trip to help break down the walls that my heart has built up. And I have the ignited inside a passion wanting to serve Christ and also to serve the people of Honduras, because I know that greater things are still yet to come in this country, that God has, that we have planted the seeds in this country, and we have seen it from the VBS, the kids smiling, just having the joy, even in the prison when 9 inmates accepted Christ. It is all the seeds that have been planted. And sometimes we may have the feeling that, oh, can our actions really have that much of an impact? I mean, I wish we could have done more. But this parable that I read when I got back, it was in Mark 4, 26 to 29. It was, Jesus was telling them about the kingdom of heaven. It's like a farmer planting seeds. He plants the seeds, but yet he does not know how the seeds grow or how they will become ripe. The seeds themselves will fully grow from seed, and they will become roots, then stem, and eventually ripe. And when that time comes, the harvest has come. And this parable kind of greatly illustrates it, is that we have planted seed, but we know that God will use those seeds in those hearts of people that we are seeing to help further his kingdom, and he will do great things. And now we know that even if people return coming in, from even as we speak, people in Honduras know that the things that we have done, that they will continue to do great things and continue to help people in Honduras, whether it's in the prison or in the village or in the indigenous tribe. And it really set my heart, even in my passion for Christ, that someone who gave up everything, who was the creator of the world, who gave up everything in this that he had to come down to this world, to his own creation, who were lost and sin, and be willing to die for them on the cross and rising again. Who wants to remend our relationship and give us peace in our heart, who rescued me personally from my struggles that I faced, and also has brought peace and unity to the people of Honduras. This is something that I want that to keep happening in my heart, even as I go beyond, because they're in the United States as I move on. And if I was ever given the chance to go back to Honduras, I would gladly accept. I would be willing to endure the hot temperatures there or mosquitoes. I'll be willing to endure without internet or a proper working toilet. It was all for the cause of Christ, for everything that I've seen him done to the people of Honduras. It has made a great impact in my heart. And because of that, I'm willing to do to serve him because of what he has done.
没有 WiFi， 没有 Internet， 没有吃的，没有床，但是他去到那边看到当地人的生活影响他甚至，特别是在看到的小朋友参加主流参加了 VBS 的时候，他们开心，他们得到很多，他的感受，他是觉得神用这个洪都拉斯的 mission trip 影响他一生，愿意将来如果有机会，他特别是在圣经里面举了一个马可福音杀种的事情，他说种子杀进去了，这是神可以用啊，这些不同的种子这是可以增长啊，所以他是愿意看到，就是特别是他很伤心的是看到美国这个国家物质很丰富，但是我们这个地方很多歧视，很多不平和不安的事情，所以希望神能够改变这个世界每一个人，所以他希望多的人能够参加这些王冠，特别是想到耶稣基督他是上帝，他放弃一切来到这个世界上为我们对而死，所以他想到这些都是对他一生的影响很大，都很感谢主，他能够这次能够去的。Okay, I think that's all the youth to share. More, there are three more. Okay, 还有三个。Okay, who are they? Come on.
Hello, everyone. In the beginning of the trip, I was apprehensive, and to be honest, I didn't really want to go. I was apprehensive because, for one, I have motion sickness, and we hadn't traveled in a long time, so I wasn't sure how my body would react to the travel. And for two, I'm taking summer classes, and I didn't want to juggle those with such a busy trip. Well, I had motion sickness pretty badly after the first plane ride to Miami, but thankfully for the rest of the trip, I didn't have any motion sickness at all. Also, on the first night in Honduras, I was able to sort out the stuff with my summer classes. So fortunately for the rest of the trip, I didn't have to worry about them. I could focus on what we were doing. God ended up resolving all of my concerns. My mom told me the experience would be life-changing, and I didn't believe her at first, but she was right. First off, the scenery and the things that we did were incredible, and those alone would stick with me for a long time. I think others could go into more detail about what exactly we did. But beyond that, I think there are two important lessons that God taught me from this. The first is about relationships. I read somewhere that what God values most is relationships, our relationship with Him and our relationships with others. I really enjoyed spending time with everyone on the trip, and I also really enjoyed meeting amazing people in Honduras. I think we got a lot closer as a group too. The second lesson is about valuing what actually matters. I think in our regular lives, we worry about and spend a lot of time on things that don't truly matter at all. But witnessing the power of Christ and seeing the people in Honduras and their joy and kindness and experiencing their living conditions really puts a lot of things in perspective, and you realize a lot of stuff in your life is just unnecessary. Of course, the trip wasn't perfect, and we definitely experienced some hardships and adversity. And I have so much respect for those of us who went through horrible things. But in the end, my mom was right. This trip was incredible, and it will stay with me for a long time.
I think Aaron says that you're walking and swimming the earth.
So during the trip, I saw many of the children, and they were happy to go to church, even though many of them lived in much poorer areas and some only lived with one parent. Yet the families still were able to praise God and trust God. And God used that experience to teach me to also believe in Him. And later on, when I was offered the chance to be baptized at Tiger Island, that trust that God taught me through others gave me the confidence I needed to take the leap of faith and get baptized. And the baptism really changed my views because it opened my eyes and made me more open to see all of the experiences and suffering they went through, yet they still were happy and content with what they had, even though they had so much less than we had. And it just made me feel so blessed of where we live and what we have. And as all the others said, it's a life-changing experience. And I'm so glad to have gone.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Jason, 所以很多家庭都是单亲的家庭，但是他们仍然可以什么敬拜神、赞美神、信靠神，这是他的祷告。而且这个Jason特别是在去的那时候，第五天还是第六天，他们在那个泰戈爱劳福岛的海边受洗，所以他是被拍。当他受浸之后，他觉得他的眼睛展开，他就改变他的观点。 所以这个他生命改变一个很大的实践，所以说感谢主，他结识真的，他能够去这个洪都拉斯的mission，真改变了，所以以后神可以继续用他。最后一位，这是Lawson，right？Yeah，and this is Noah，Justin，Justin，Justin也是那个做那个。
All right. So last one, I'll keep it quick. So this trip was definitely life-changing, I'd say. Coming into it, I didn't expect much. I didn't expect to get get baptized. I didn't expect to experience so much poverty. I've heard all about it, but I never really knew what it was really like until I finally experienced it. So about my baptism, a couple days before our translator, Carlos, he was leading nighttime devos with us, and he talked about baptism a lot. And he brought up that on, I believe, the fourth or fifth day, we would visit Tiger Island, and there would be a good opportunity for us to get baptized. And from that moment, I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was always something on the back of my mind. I had accepted Christ several years prior, and I've always thought about getting baptized, but I didn't really know when was the right time. And when I was given this opportunity to get baptized in Tiger Island in a couple of days, immediately I had all these doubts. I was wondering, should I have thought about this more? Is this something I should talk to my, or is this something I should have talked to my parents about for weeks? Is this something that I can just do right now, even though I'd never planned on getting baptized? And so on the day of baptism, I was very hesitant. As the first person was getting baptized, I made the decision, I'm going to get baptized. And I had two main questions in my head. I thought to myself, okay, if I get baptized now, will I regret it? And if I don't get baptized now, actually, that's even better. Will I regret not getting baptized? And I thought, yes, I probably will. And this, my second question I had was, if I don't get baptized now, then when? I knew my brother was already baptized earlier in the year, and after that, baptism wasn't even on my mind. I figured if I wasn't baptized here, the next time I get baptized is probably many years later. During the school year, I'm definitely not going to be thinking about getting baptized. So with that, I took a leap of faith and I decided to get baptized and commit my life to Christ. And I'll just say probably one of the best decisions of my life. Only made it better that it was at a beach and it was very pretty. And I'll just say after my baptism, I was very relieved, very much at peace, because the entire the couple of days before, I was just so preoccupied with baptism, and I finally did it. So thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Very exciting, baptized in the river, in the water. But Justin's comment so not去到就是他的生命有改变, 特别是这个经历,受尽的事情, 去到那个爱的这个受洗。那他受洗的时候,他有两个问题的时候,他不受洗,他会不会后悔。而且他受洗的时候会不会后悔。 因为他还没有跟父母，但是他说他决定是对的，那他受死之后，他真的有正经的一个最好的决定，所以这次去到哪边，他能够改变他的生命，他正经的，上帝怎么带领他，因为他知道如果他回来之后开学了，他可能就没有机会再去受洗，他不会再，那他在哪边，那个牧师跟他们。
分享受洗的事，他就上帝把这个事情放在他心中，做他动力就是感谢主，每一个。All right，这个就是我们接下来的这个分享，跟他们的见证。我们感谢主带领他们在公开场被见证新的恩典荣耀。
I give thanks to God because they can publicly share their faith, the testimony to all of us.
求主继续带领他们.
May the Lord continue to bless them, to lead them in their life.
在主里边的成长.
That they can grow in Christ.
我们还有另外一个短片.
Yes, another short video I'm going to share with you. Okay.
send me out to the world to make you know. Send me out to the world. I wanna be your hands and feet. I wanna be your voice every time I speak. I wanna run to the ones in need in the name of Jesus. I wanna give my life away.
So we're to be continued.
继续下去, 没有完,
我们还会去,
we will go to Honduras again.
我忘了当时谁问我的时候, 明年还去不去?
Because somebody just asked me, are we going to next year?
我说去,
we will go.
至少去八年, 至少去八年,
we will go there at least 8 years.
因为八年在我们心目当中是一个比较长的时间。
It is a long time that we plan to go to this mission trip.
因为我们有八年抗战的经历。
We have 8 years in war.
我们去了, 虽然对当地有点帮助。
We went there, we can help a little bit the local people.
但最大的帮助是对我们自己。
But the greatest help is to ourselves that we.
你会真正体会到什么叫神的恩典、神的同在、神的能力。
as you realize what is the grace of God, how God is to be with you.
故事太多了.
So many stories you can tell.
孩子们讲的都是一个大概.
What the youth told us is only the surface story.
希望我们下一周的我们大人可以讲的稍微 detail 一点.
So next week, the editor will talk about the trip more detail.
我们下边我们有主餐.
Today is the first Sunday of July, so we are going to have the Lord's Supper.
我们先唱第一首。
We just sing a short. Prepare our heart for the Lord's Supper.